Next question. To what degree are performance artists in Singapore consulting and collaborating with artists in other Singapore companies? And how much of it is international collaboration?
Okay. I have some experience as a musician as well, but like professional classical music, which is what I'm talking about, has a very different kind of attitude towards collaboration. There is a lot of international collaboration with classical musicians, I think. On a monthly basis, you have like maybe two or three international soloists coming down to play with the SSO. And the SSO itself is not really a Singapore thing. Like mostly everyone in SSO is actually from some other country. So like classical music is very much driven by an international energy. I guess it has to, because classical music doesn't belong to any culture anymore. It's a really kind of international enterprise. And a lot of the classical musicians in Singapore are taught by international practitioners who've come here to, you know, find work. So there's that. But then on a lower level, on a non-professional level, there's a lot of music making that happens very collaboratively between different kinds of ensembles. And I don't know why I'm talking about music. Oh, because you talk about performance makers, and I know a bit about that. I'm not sure about dance. And then in theatre, back to theatre, right? I think there's a very kind of strange territorial nature to the way theatre is made here, right? Like, the pool is very small, so everybody kind of knows everybody, but the only people who are really collaborating are, like, the actors, in a sense, because it's a pool of actors, and they all work with different companies, and they all, like, no actor, I feel, particularly aligns him or herself with any particular kind of philosophy, right? Whereas the theatre companies do each have very specific theatre making philosophies, and the people that they keep together tend to be it's a bunch of performers, but mainly also directors, writers, designers, who kind of form little enclaves of theatre making. And your question was whether or not there's any collaboration. I mean, I've seen collaboration. It's just
to what degree
that like two people from different companies can get drunk and agree with each other and like each other's work, I think then there's always a potential for collaboration, which I guess is the essential nature of collaboration. You can't collaborate with someone you hate, right? But I mean that's it, right? I do feel that there is a lot of like intergroup rivalry, unspoken or otherwise. I mean, there's a kind of like PR sense where, oh, you know, we're all in this together. Yes. Life Theatre Awards, let's come together and celebrate. But then, you know, there's a lot of, I feel like, a lot of deep set rivalry, and just like two companies each doing really good work can just look at, you know, the other and say, I don't really like the work that they are doing. And I don't know how it got to be this way. I think it's because like theatre making has always been kind of fueled by egos. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you have like international collaboration in the sense that SRT brings in big works every year from some like big West End or Broadway production company. And there's that lah, which, you know, doesn't really count for much in that they come here and they don't really interact with the artists here. They come here, put up a work, get paid, and screw off, right?
How about necessary stage?
Oh yeah. And then there's the necessary stage lah, which I mean I watched the most recent thing, not the most recent thing, but the most recent thing of theirs that I watched that had any kind of collaborative flavor was
Mobile Cities.
No, yeah, there was that which I couldn't catch, but but the one with the Croatians,
That's
the previous one. So yeah, I think TNS has a very, also because of the M1 fringe that they curate, they network a lot with other experimental theatre groups from around the world, so there's kind of cool thing happening there. But you know, then again, the work is also sometimes very impermeable, like the one that I watched was about I can't remember, Shada was in it, Shada Harrison, and
I didn't watch that one.
What's it called? No, Roots. Nah, whatever, you know, so there's that. Like, Checkpoint also does some collaborative work with. Yeah. I mean, Checkpoint is a Malaysian. I mean, it's not. I mean, most of the two you know founding members, two of the founding members are Malaysian, and there's a lot of and Huzair is very much Malaysian at heart, even though he might try and deny it. So yeah, there's a lot of you know that kind of cross the causeway type interaction happening, but also I recently done some work with a Japanese company who's trying to translate Huzair's Kogito into Japanese. Okay, I think the answer is very incidental. The collaboration, both internationally and locally, is very incidental, which I guess is the way any kind of collaboration works. It's about like how the concentric circles bump into each other. Yeah, like I'm working with an Australian playwright, Jessica Bellamy, at the moment. But it's only because I happen to be sent to Australia for this playwriting camp thing. So it's all incidental. But I think that there is a lot of interest in international collaboration, as if to suggest that there might be a kind of global import to the work that Singapore theatre makers do. Mm. Mm.